Hi, my name is Lisa. Welcome to our very first episode of No In Between Podcast. I have no experience in this, so let's see what happens.
That's what she said. And this is DeMond. I have experience in this. I have a lot of experience with a lot of things. How about you, Chris?
Hey, I'm Chris. I'm the smart one in the group. This is also my first one. I'm going to show you just how smart I am.
Here we go. Kick off the inaugural episode. He's already full of shit.
Yeah.
So, we come here together on a Sunday evening, day before Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, I have a dream.
I have a dream too.
That one dream day. That
Chick-fil-A should be open on Sundays.
I don't understand why the lines to Chick-fil-A are so long, because it's not that good.
I mean, we could talk about Chick-fil-A, you know. What? This coming from the man that eats chicken wings. Well, that's probably why, because they don't have chicken wings.
Your chicken is not that good.
But if they had wings, you'd eat them.
I'd try them. It probably wouldn't be that good, though.
You know what it is?
Seasoning on it.
It's just not that, it's not good enough to have lines as long as they have. Like, I don't get it. Well, although, you know what they do have that's good? Their frosted drinks. Like, their frosted lemonade. And during the summer, they had frosted watermelon mint. That was good.
They should definitely have that during Black History Month. I'm just saying. You know. Just putting it out there. You know, just putting it out there. There's nothing wrong with that. You know. You gotta preface that. There's anything wrong with that. You know. You know, these are jokes. You know, you can joke about stuff. You know, I joke about Chick-fil-A all the time. Chick-fil-A should be open on Sunday. You know, who doesn't want chicken nuggets after going to church? I thought they were very Christian. Who doesn't want really good food after church?
You go to Golden Corral after church.
You go to Golden Corral if you need intestinal, like, you know, an intestinal bacterial infection.
I love Golden Corral. So, oh man, it's my favorite.
Place is like a $14.99, you know, all you can eat enema. It's really what it boils down to at the end of the day. So yeah, I can't wait to see the comments on this food conversation. You know, the chat line is going to be lit up about, you know, DeMond did say that. I'm sorry, I can't help it. Nah. If you vote for me this year in the presidential election, I will force Chick-fil-A to be open on Sundays.
They're already talking about that. I guess some law that's...
I saw that.
It's going to require them to be... Oh, just New York. Yeah.
So, for rest stops, right?
Rest stops, yeah. And New York is saying that any restaurant that's in a rest stop should be open 7 days a week, because obviously motorists need to stop for food and, you know, things of that nature there. Though, I mean, then again, Chris doesn't consider Chick-fil-A food because he said their chicken wasn't good, and I have it on recording.
It isn't.
I'm just saying.
DeMond, do you like their chicken?
I like Chick-fil-A. I eat Chick-fil-A, and I won't even boycott Chick-fil-A for all the boycott reasons. Just like I didn't boycott Snapple back in the 90s. My fat ass drank Snapple. You know
what Snapple do? Oh,
God. There was an urban legend that went around that said that they were racist and all kinds of shit. And I'm like, are you serious?
We didn't go to Denny's for a long time.
I did. I brought my black ass to Denny's. I didn't give a shit.
Nope, like, we did not go. But that was my mom's doing, and we didn't go for years, and then she found out that my dad had gone to Denny's, and she's like, wait a minute. Why am I boycotting this?
That's why I rock with your dad, see? That's why we rock out, you know what I'm saying? That's what's up. I like that.
What was the other group? There was clothing. Was it Tommy Hilfiger?
Yeah, Tommy Hilfiger. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I couldn't afford Hilfiger anyway. So I mean, yeah, I boycotted Tommy Hilfiger. I wasn't buying this shit in the first place. You know what I mean? It's easy to boycott some shit when you ain't got no money. You know, I'm not eating at Denny's, motherfucker. You ain't got no money. Fucking, you ain't even eating at home. What are you talking about? I'm just saying. Yeah, I can see where this podcast is going. Straight to hell. Yeah. No in between. And just for the audience, we're missing a member, you know, our buddy Frankie, but he'll be on. He'll introduce himself. He's going to be, I would say, the voice of reason, but he's pretty much going to be that that cattle prod that keeps us going. You know, that's what Frank does. Frank will sit back and just like, so, Chris, what do you think about this? And then he'll just sit back and just, yes, dance, puppets, dance.
Watch me crash.
Right? You know, and in typical form, Chris, I mean, come on now. Yeah. You're like one of those, like, them Pan Am Airlines back in the 80s. I shouldn't joke about plane crashes. There's nothing funny about that. I'm sorry.
Was that the one over Lockerbie?
No.
Was that a Pan Am flight?
That was a Pan Am flight. Yeah. Wasn't that like a, that was a bomb. That was like a Libyan bomb. Damn, Libyans. I was blowing something up.
You know, I guess I should edit that out. speaking of Libyans, when I was in elementary school, we lived in Texas. We used to ride our bikes around and pretend we had machine guns on the handlebars, and we were fighting the Libyans. So, yeah, we used to ride around and talk about how we were going to, like, unalive the Libyans.
This segment of No In Between is brought to you by the KKK.
The Libyans.
I don't know where that came from, but sure. That does not rhyme. Libyans and lesbians don't. No. Just because they start with L. We can see why you stayed back.
And with M's.
We're gonna have like four listeners, and then the next episode is gonna be one listener.
Generous. That's kind of generous, Demont.
That's true. That's very true.
You mean 4,000? Yeah. I have hope. Remember, it's Martin Luther King Day tomorrow.
Is it?
Yes.
And how are you celebrating Martin Luther King Day?
I'm eating chicken.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? I mean, you might as well just follow it up with grape, you know, with grape soda, you know, I mean, like, and watermelon. I mean,
well, I'm going to go find a white guy to make out with, because that's what Martin Luther King wanted.
No, that's what Black History Month is for.
Wait, what?
I said that's what Black History Month is for.
No.
Making out with white men?
I don't know, Chris. Let's talk about that.
No.
Okay.
No, just white women.
Well, do you have a preference, like a certain type of white woman, or everything's fair game?
One that likes chicken wings.
No, the ones that have the black guy haircut.
What?
Wait, the black guy Bob.
The Karen.
There we go.
Okay.
They get us.
And Mom, what type of white woman do you like?
The ones that peruse Walmart and the scooters. I walk if I don't have to. I have no preference. My only preference is just don't take my paycheck.
I mean, I think I have a preference, but it jumps all over the place.
Just like this podcast. That's what No In Between is. We're everywhere today. We're everywhere.
What's your preference, Lisa?
I think right now I like the white guys who got a little bit of swag to them. You know, you could tell they go to the black barber. So
Lisa likes a Jack Harlow.
Oh, I love me some Jack Harlow.
She likes Biden.
Joe Biden does not look like he go to a black barber. Joe Biden look like he the type of dude that go to the cookout and like he put the plate upside down because he didn't like the potato salad. And he's like, there's mustard in it. This was what mustard in that.
No, I like Jack Harlow.
I like Jack Harlow. He's cool people.
He can get it in. But, you know, like Travis Kelce, he can get it in.
What about G-Eazy? You like G-Eazy?
I like that he has the dark hair. He looks sort of dirty. He looks like he smells good, though.
Unlike Post Malone. Post Malone looked like he smelled like ball sweat.
I used to like Post Malone when he first came out. And by like, I just mean like being attracted to him. I enjoy his music. But I used to like him when he first came out. And then You're right. He looks dirty. He looks like he does not shower on a regular basis.
Post Malone looks like one of the old 80s subways in the Bronx. It's just like somebody just spray painted on him and pissed on him. Oh. And I like Post Malone. Don't get me wrong. Post Malone, if you hear this, bro, I'm not, you know, I rock with you.
I like his music. I think he's a decent human being, but yeah, I don't know.
For the record, Post Malone looks super dirty. Dirty, dirty. Like Post Malone should have been on like an Ivory Soap commercial back in like the 80s. Remember those commercials? Ivory Soap, 99.44%.
You know? His song could have been White Ivory Soap instead of White Ivory
Soap. Right.
That was a good song.
Post Malone looks like the walking version of Pigpen from Peanuts.
Wow.
Like if he just stood still, there would just be like just like the storm of dust just brewing up underneath him. I don't know. I've always gotten that vibe. And like I said, I dig Post Malone. I don't get the same vibe from Jack Harlow. Like Jack Harlow looked like he smelled like CK1 or some shit. I don't know.
No, Jack Harlow, but, you know. He smells good and I bet you he gives good hugs. Like he does the hug where it's like over your shoulders. Like you know what I'm talking about. Like those are good hugs. Because it's like a friend hug, but it's like a hug. You know? Yeah.
I like those hugs. You get a lot of breast meat with those.
Yeah. What? Wow.
I mean, you knew it had to come up this episode.
The right way, Kristen, you're not getting any breast meat in that hug.
You can say titties, right?
You can say whatever you want. I'm not editing a damn thing except for the Libyan part. I have to edit that too.
Because you just said that.
Yeah, exactly. No, I can't edit that out because you said it rhymed with lesbians, which is just funny as hell. You know.
Why do we have to edit that part out? We didn't say anything bad.
Chris's rhyme scheme is if it starts with the letter, it rhymes.
That's gonna be my thing for this podcast going forward.
Right. Yeah. So it's like, yeah. So could you imagine Chris trying to write a rap song? You know, I like to drink beer, but I don't like to drink Bartholomew. It starts with B. It must rhyme. That's all right. Just don't be like Diddy. I know. We're 12 minutes in. We can talk about Diddy now, right? Let's talk about Diddy. Diddy did it.
He didn't do it.
Nah.
Well, it depends on what it is.
What it is? Do I need to spell it out for you?
Well, there's a lot of it from what I hear.
Oh, there is a lot of it. I mean, and it's still coming. That's what she said.
Yeah, he did it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just look at the whole thing. Okay. I mean, I'm taking it back. Look at the whole thing when he was dating Jennifer Lopez and the Shine incident in the club. Like, bro made Shine take that damn L. Shine took that, went to jail, ain't snitch. And like, Shine could be like sitting back getting ready to write a book on Diddy. He got dirt on Diddy.
Why don't these people write these books?
Because they don't want to die. Look what happened to Epstein. He didn't kill himself. I'm just saying.
I agree.
If you out these people, it's like the CIA. The CIA has one job and one job only, and that's to make a death look like an accident.
He is no longer alive, but like stuff is still coming out. So it didn't really do much. It just kept him from actually saying directly like who did what.
I want to see, I want to see this guest list. I want to see proof.
Yeah, that would have been the trial of the century if he would have got to trial.
Right.
Like, and he could just snitch on everyone.
I think was lining up to be with Stephen Hawkins.
Yo, who was it? The comedian, Bobby Lee, him and his buddy doing the Stephen Hawking. Did you see that on YouTube?
Yes.
Yo, that was awful, but it's true, though. I mean, my guy doing the, you know, in the wheelchair and stuff, you know, having a blast. You know what I'm saying? Could you imagine Stephen Hawking's like on the island looking like a late 90s version of, you know, MTV, you know what I'm saying? TRL and shit, you know?
So big and so is my dick.
That's what he would say. Yeah.
That's awful. Let me show you my photons.
Yeah.
My torpedo.
These are the jokes, people. These are the jokes. These are the jokes. Speaking it just gets worse from here.
I have a joke for you guys.
Oh, God.
Let's hear it.
What is the best way to cook toilet paper?
What?
I don't know.
Brown it on one side.
And?
Okay, that was it.
That's it.
That segment was sponsored by, you know, I can't even think of a good toilet paper brand right now.
Charmin.
Cottonelle, I don't know. You know,
Berkley and Jensen's Ultra Strong.
What's the one with the bears?
Charmin.
That's Charmin with the bears?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm sorry, but you should never, no pun intended, you should never have to advertise for toilet paper. I mean, especially, you know, post-pandemic, because let's be honest, and I want everybody to understand this. If you hoarded toilet paper during the pandemic, I fucking hate you. I just want to let you know right now, if you hoarded it, you're a bastard.
Every time I went to the store, I just bought toilet paper.
No, that's fine. No, you had motherfuckers that were on Amazon ordering like hundreds of rolls. I'm sorry, I'm no disease specialist by any stretch, but gastrointestinal distress one of the symptoms of COVID?
It was.
Because it was it?
It was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, people had GI issues.
I had GI issues too. A pain in my ass that I couldn't get fucking toilet paper when I needed it.
Listen, it wasn't because people just went crazy and they were like, it's the end of the world. I'm not going to lie. I bought a 20-pound bag of rice. I don't even eat rice like that. I never opened it and I ended up throwing it away like about a year ago.
Lisa, there's starving kids in Africa.
No. I didn't know what was going to happen. So I was like, well, rice, if I had that, then I could make rice last.
For 39 cents a day, Lisa. I'm sorry. Now I got to play the Touched by an Angel or whatever the hell that song is. Yeah, Sarah McLachlan. Yeah. That, you know, that's one song. I know I'm getting off topic, but that is just definitely one song that would have never made like that booty mixtape. That'd come on, that would just fuck up the whole mood. You'd be ready to get in some Jodeci or some R. Kelly, not peeing on chicks, you know, but you're ready to get it in and then that song come on. It's just like, you think about it now. Back then it might have been a good song, but now it's just like, you play that song, I think of like half-dead puppies.
Same. It's
fucking depressing, or kids with cancer. It's like, sad how I could fuck a whole song up. But back to the toilet paper. Charmin and those fucking bears. I hate those bears. No, I'm sorry, but it's like those bears have fur, and I just get a visual like they need something to keep it clean back there. And I don't, out in the woods out there using Charmin? There ain't no bears using Charmin.
Yogi.
And Yogi was a thief. Yogi was a thief. And
what
Boo-Boo,
color was Yogi?
What color was Yogi?
Yeah,
Yogi was a middle-aged Caucasian man that had that had a little black kid as a patsy.
Hey, Boo Boo.
And Boo Boo was just as dumb as shit to go along with it. That's right, I said it. All right, it is what it is.
Maybe Sherman uses bears because people always say things like, do bears shit in the woods?
No, they shit in people's yards.
True. True.
All right, I have a joke.
Okay.
Oh, let's hear it.
Since we're on the joke segment.
Yeah, why not?
What do you call a pig that does karate?
Wait, what, Chris. What do you call a pig?
A pig that does karate. Karate.
I don't know.
A pork chop.
I'm glad that we're not together because I would boo the shit out of you and slap the hell out of you at the same time.
Since you are the joke king.
I have no jokes today. No, my jokes were just, they're going to come organically. So, you know, but I may look one up. There was a joke I heard last week and it was god awful. It was racist. No, and I can't tell a racist joke like that.
Not yet.
Yeah, the night's still young. I'm only one beer. I'm only one beer in so far.
We're just warming up, guys. Just warming up.
Oh, yeah. You guys have no idea.
So, yeah. That's my rant about toilet paper and the pandemic. And, I'm just, you know, I was not happy with people hoarding toilet paper. At least, I mean, hey, if you wanted to buy rice. No, the people that were, what else were they hoarding? They were hoarding
cleaning supplies.
The Clorox wipes. Okay, that I can understand, like the Clorox wipes and the hand soap. And I'm sorry, but I absolutely call 100% bullshit that America, just America, was washing their hands as much as they did during the pandemic. You mean to tell me folks weren't washing their hands prior to the pandemic? Because there was soap all over the goddamn place. Pandemic hit, wasn't a drop of damn soap. I'm sorry. No. Y'all motherfuckers weren't washing your hands, and you know it. Nasty. Just nasty. Just nasty work. All around.
Man, that's when I bought my baseball bat, was at the beginning of the pandemic. Because that was another thing. I was like, well, what if it like gets all crazy and it becomes like the Purge? I'm going to need to be able to protect myself.
You were thinking the Purge. I was thinking Mad Max. What Beyond was it? Thunderdome.
Two men enter, one man leaves. We don't need another hero. Sorry. I just heard that song recently.
Yeah, so you still got a bat, Lisa? What's up?
Yeah, where is it?
First of all, you're gonna have a bat, you gotta wrap that bitch in barbed wire like Negan.
No, I have it in a sock. So that way, if somebody grabs it and then they try to grab my bat, they grab the sock off instead. It's metal.
Oh, yeah. An aluminum bat. Nah, there's nothing like the feel of wood, right, Chris?
I wouldn't know.
We'll get back to you on that later. So, yeah. Only reason why I'm thinking about the pandemic is because it's January, and that's kind of when it started to kind of leak out. It started to kind of leak out in the public back in 2020. And just for reference, so that was 4 years ago.
It's coming back.
You know, what's coming back? The pandemic?
Yep, another one.
Another one? Well, yeah, every 100 years we get a major one.
No, I mean, yeah. This year. Oh,
another virus?
No, it's the same one.
We're in an endemic. It's not going anywhere. So,
right, but I mean, it's going to be like everyone's going to freak out again. I'm predicting.
Is this your prediction?
This is my prediction.
Here we go. February, Negro Domus.
And masks heavily. And we'll be close to shutdown. End of February. That's my prediction.
This podcast went from humor to toilet humor to jokes to now we got a flat earther amongst us.
I mean, I got on the toilet paper.
and don't drive off the edge of the earth. No turning okay. back.
What would be... What are your three items that are definitely going to go with you if you had to have, like, your survival kit? I mean, you can have other things, but, like, your top three items that aren't... I mean,
so you mean like a bug out bag, like shit that's gotta be in your bag,
like not like your basic, like not like okay, food, water, like what are your
ammunition?
No, what are your extracurricular things that you have to have in your bug out bag?
Cast iron skillet, some bacon up, and a pellet gun. Because if I kill a raccoon, I might as well be able to fry that some bitch right in the fucking pan.
I would not. I'm going to just starve.
I'm going to be a fucking vegetarian. I'm built for this shit. Be like, oh, you got to start eating squirrels and raccoons? Fuck that. I'm eating. I'm foraging, like, you know, grass and mushrooms and shit.
Oh, I don't like mushrooms.
You better learn to like them, because when the shit hits the fan, you're going to be eating Shroom City up in this motherfucker.
Hopefully they're the special ones so I can just sort of mentally disappear.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, Chris, you already know what's in his bag. It seems to me like he's gonna have, like, you know, pounds and pounds of chicken wings and frying grease.
No, I'm gonna go with the fishing pole, a skillet, and a lighter.
A fishing pole's a good idea.
Yeah, see, it's the Boy Scout in them. You know, fish pole.
I don't know.
Unless you have a fish allergy.
You guys never wanted to go fishing with me when I would ask.
Lisa with me too.
I'm not going fishing. I'm not catching something that I'm not going to eat. I can't eat it. I'm allergic. So it's like,
I don't catch fish to eat it. When we went deep sea, that was different. But like fishing it's just the whole process that is fun.
What? Killing items.
You're not killing it. I mean, sometimes they do die depending on if they swallow.
Right? She sounds like Ivan Drago in Rocky IV. You know, if he dies, he dies. I'm just saying, though.
You know what? Speaking of that, there's a quote that sometimes I say, and people are like, really, Lisa? I got to find it, though. Because I want to make sure I get it right.
Fishing. Teach a man to fish and he'll never, you know, he'll never starve, Chris.
Yeah, that's it.
Like I said, if you don't have like a fish allergy or a shellfish allergy like I have, you know. Yeah. Teach a man to fish, give him some crustacean, he'll die sooner.
I think a fishing bat or a fishing pole, that's actually a really good idea. I probably would always make sure I have a book just to read. I'm assuming that it doesn't matter. Cell phones are going to be not obsolete, but internet or service won't be working. So that'll be pointless.
It'd have to be a really big, good book. Because that's the only book you could read for years.
Well, I would bring... I love...
The Bible.
There you go.
Wow.
Oh, come on. The Bible is a gigantic rated R movie. And, it is. You know, in two parts.
It is.
The Bible.
So I would bring a Lee Child's book. That's what I would bring. A Lee Child's book. Man, I hate to copy Chris, but now I'm like, a fishing pole would be needed, but I don't want to have to kill a fish.
What do you mean? You have to eat.
I know, but I'm not, like, I figure I probably would start out the vegetarian route, because...
And then how long is that going to last?
Vegetarians actually have a really long lifespan.
Yeah, fish. It's that, or, you know, have to do a bow and arrow to actually kill deer. And
oh, I don't want to do that.
No one wants to do that. You have to skin it.
Yeah, I haven't watched that yet. I need to. It's on my list, though.
God. Have you seen The Last of Us?
Yes, very good. It's on the same topics. Very good.
I just want to be like, what were the two guys? Frank and... the two guys that pretty much had their own little commune. It was just them, and they did all the gardening, the couple.
Spoiler alert.
It's a whole entire episode. I'm not spoiling anything.
I'm thinking about the movie that just came out on Netflix.
Which one is that?
Yeah, which one is that?
I'll let you know.
Frank and Bill. That was the couple's name. So
yeah, I need to watch that. I need to watch that. I also, there's a couple other ones I need to actually, you know what, I speaking of like just doomsday shit, yeah, you know, I need to go back all the way to the beginning and start from the very, very, very first episode is The Walking Dead. Did they ever like finally finish that?
They did.
Okay, well, cool.
They so I can go have back. A lot of spinoffs now, but
oh no, I'm not worried about the spinoffs. I mean the original.
Yeah, it's over. But the Netflix movie was Leave the World Behind.
Leave the World Behind.
Oh, I watched that with Julia Roberts.
Yes, that one.
Yeah, it was interesting. You watched it, Chris?
Yeah, I saw it. It was good.
What'd you think?
I can't wait for part two. I didn't like the ending, but it was interesting.
Which character would you be more like? Oh, wait. Well, I can't say anything because it'll give, if you haven't seen it, then.
I would be like the black guy.
Typical.
Father.
Okay.
Who's trying to be smart about things?
I might be like the one girl.
The stupid girl? The young one?
The young one, yeah. Every man for himself.
Yeah, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to watch it tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I'm catching up on some TV. You know, it's been a while. But yeah, I TV is something that I need to commit some more time to, I guess. I kind of slacked off with watching TV. As much money as I pay Xfinity and all of these damn streaming apps, I mean, good God. You know, what did I just start? I have the pandemic to thank for it. I started watching the MCU. I guess that's what they call it. I don't know.
On Disney Plus?
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus, so it's like I've been trying to watch them in chronological order, but it's just like, you motherfuckers on Facebook, yo, y'all watch a movie and then like do a whole Siskel and Ebert fucking review, you know, like immediately walking out the theater, like, do y'all like have your phone in hand the moment the end credits run? Oh my God, this was great. So-and-so did this, and at 48 minutes and 29 seconds, that was amazing. Like, goddamn. Give a day or something, you know, let somebody just, I got kids, motherfucker, I can't just be watching shit all the damn time. But I am gonna catch up though. That I'm going to do. Just like Chris needs to catch up on sleep. He's not sleeping well, everyone.
Are you guys Godzilla fans?
Back in the 80s, yeah, like the old school ones, those were cool. These new school ones, they're too digital, man. I like the fakeness. I don't like this realism shit. I like the guy in the suit or the fucking like or the fucking like, you know, claymation action, you know, ones, like, you know, the stop camera ones.
You prefer old school Star Trek over the newer Star Trek?
I'm gonna be 100 and I'm just gonna put it out there too. Fuck Star Trek. I'm a Star Wars fan. I don't like Star Trek. Stick that up your Klingon. No, I don't do none of that. Space 69, none of that shit.
I am a Star Trek fan. I think Next Generation was my favorite, but I watched all of the older ones with my parents. So,
me too.
But yeah.
I think there was a reason we were friends.
Nah, I'm all set with that.
I don't even think of Star Trek and Star Wars as being like, comparable. Like, I don't, they're not.
Star Wars is greater than Star Trek, period. So no, you're
Star
right.
Trek is a but series.
They're different. Like,
and Star Wars is a movie, so it's
movie series.
Movies.
Yeah, but I don't think of them as being in the same realm of things.
They're sci-fi. Star Trek is they have ships.
Sci-fi, but yeah, I think Star Trek is. I do like the newer movies. The newer Star Trek movies? Yeah, they're pretty good.
Well, that's because J.J. Abrams like took it and just like ran with it. And J.J. Abrams is, I love J.J. Abrams. He gets you so much shit. Everybody's like, oh, his movies aren't good. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, nobody want to hear that shit. You know, go fuck yourself. Because I look at J.J. Abrams and I look at the shows that he's done. I mean, he did Lost and I love Lost. And
I never watched
hated Lost. Yeah, I had people that hated Lost. They were like, it was stupid. I'm like,
never saw it.
You're dumb too. Yeah, good movie. Well, good show. Should say movie. It was a show. He did Fringe. That had your boy in it. Yeah, that had your boy in it, Lisa. So.
Joshua Jackson. That's a white boy that. Yeah, he can get it. And, you know, he likes black girls, so I have a chance. There's a possibility that he could spot me and be like, oh, okay. So, and he just got a divorce, or somebody just, his wife, I think, just filed for divorce. So,
oh, wow.
She's trying to take his money.
Okay, she has her own money.
She still wants his. Wants his.
She has her own money.
I don't trust these broads.
Oh, God.
Wow. Wow. I don't trust these broads, but I'll reserve comment. Nope. I'm going to leave that be.
We'll cover my past in another podcast.
Oh, no, we will not cover your past ever. We don't have that kind of time.
There's no in between. I want my audience to understand where I'm coming from and to know me.
And to know you, and then have this recording so that it could be recorded, so it's recorded and it can be played back in court. Yeah.
FDB.
Yep, FDB. And next thing you'll see is Chris sitting on the side of the highway with one of those signs and shit. I don't know. I don't know if Chris would have a religious sign or he'd have just like a humorous sign. You know, not going to lie, I need a beer.
At Trap Karaoke, we should have gone up and sang either FDB or the other one.
I don't. With you?
Yes. We should have. Oh, those would be the two songs that I feel like I could have gone up there. FDB, I think I definitely could have gone up there and with
that.
It's awful. But still, we're not covering your past, Chris. I'm sorry. That is out of scope for this podcast. Oh, yeah. Maybe an extended version that'll be on, like, you know, Patreon or something. Yeah, we could definitely talk. Get behind a paywall. Yeah, just don't, you know what I'm saying? Do a whole feelings dump, you know? Just go for it.
There's nothing wrong with talking about your feelings. You just be careful and not.
Chris claims he doesn't have feelings. I know for an absolute fact he has feelings.
When was the last time you cried?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Wait a minute. What type of feelings do you say you don't have?
I don't have crybaby feelings.
This motherfucker got neuropathy. He got no feelings. Got nerve damage, bitch.
My fingers are tingly right now, and I can't feel my toes. That's called diabetes.
Okay? It's the diabetes. And it's coming from a type 2 diabetic on top of that, so I can make jokes.
Surprisingly, I don't have the diabetes. So.
Now you done it.
I actually said I have getting like borderline, so I gotta start watching it. I don't know.
Getting older, yeah, with your no feelings.
Yeah, that's it.
Crybaby. What are crybaby feelings? Yeah. You don't get emotional. Like, what's crybaby feelings?
Crybaby feelings are like, what are you crying for? Like, I tell my daughter, like, stop crying. Crying doesn't fix anything.
But you don't get emotional over it? Nothing makes you emotional?
Not really. Like, if someone dies, maybe. like someone close, family member, but that hasn't happened much. So
really?
You've been blessed, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had anyone die close to me so in a long time. So, yeah.
You've never been over anybody?
Well, I was married at one point.
Well, yeah, but like, at one point, I'm.
Well, I mean, now too, but
pause.
You weren't. That whole process didn't make you like emotional?
No.
Or was it very transactional?
I would say we're transactional. To be truthful. I mean, are you supposed to cry when you get married? Like, what is that?
There's another two words you're missing.
You don't necessarily have to cry, but like.
Dramatic.
I didn't get, wow, no feelings? Like, you weren't just like, this was the happiest day of my life.
No.
Nah, I mean, I can't see Chris ugly crying over that, but I mean.
I didn't say I was crying. First of all, emotions are not just about crying. It's a feeling. Like, you don't necessarily have to cry.
Yes, I get very happy.
Do you get sad?
Yeah, do you get sad?
I guess I get sad when I have to spend money. Like, my truck's broke down now, and I'm very sad.
Wait, what happened to your truck?
Something's wrong with the engine. Well, it's in the shop. Lights on. So.
Somebody has an echo.
It's Chris.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shoot.
It's always Chris.
Do they know what's wrong, or... Car stuff is, oh man.
Car stuff is the worst.
As somebody who experienced a lot of car stuff last year, it's,
yeah. But that's okay.
Yeah, I'm in the hole.
It's okay, Chris.
Still not fixed.
Are you still
not
fixed? What did you, what is being fixed on it?
The engine, the whole engine for 3K. Yeah. You know, for three large, you might as well get another one.
A down payment for a new car?
I might as well.
Yeah.
Is that one paid off?
Nope.
Get you a Dodge. Get you a Charger. Welcome to Mopar Gang Gang. What's up?
No, I'm a foreign guy now.
You're a foreign guy now. So what you're saying on this podcast is you're not America first. I got
when
you.
When it comes to cars, no.
No, no, no. It's either you're with America or you're with the terrorist, and your silence has spoken loudly, Chris. I appreciate it. You gotta love the 2000s, you know. Gotta love the 2000s mentality. It's like you're with America. You're either with the troops or you're with the terrorists. It's like it's yeah, okay,
all right.
That's okay. Because if I'm with the terrorists, I'm still going to listen to Kanye West. For the record, I still listen to Kanye West. That's my guy.
Yeah.
He nuttier than a fruitcake. Still love that man, though.
I don't think his music's that great.
What? His first couple albums are classics.
His first stuff is good, but like his whole personality is just sort of like,
He's like Elon Musk.
Listen to it.
Yeah, he's like Elon, you know. You can only take so much, but that's okay. Speaking of Elon, glad if we digress to my guy, Elon Musk. Are either of you active on X? Because you can't call it Twitter anymore. It's X.
No, I mean, I still have an account and I get little notifications here and there, but I don't post anything.
What about you, same Chris? Are you on X? Yeah,
oh, okay. I am, but it's mainly porn. On there now.
Wow. Like,
and I didn't sign up for it, so I don't know where it came from.
Allegedly. Mm-hmm. I like that. I didn't sign up for it, you know, on the record. As he clicked the box, I'm not a robot. I actually have a hard on.
Here's a bridge, here's a bridge, here's a bridge.
Okay. That's a dick.
There's a bike.
Okay, there's a stoplight. Oh,
chicken wing.
Also in this square too.
There's an elderly person crossing the street, you know, yeah. I swear, when they do those captures, I mean, where do they go? They randomly pull a fucking, like, picture off of Google Map, like, you know, like the 3D picture off of Google Map, you know, and it's like, this would be a great one for a robot. You know, a robot couldn't figure this out. Fucking things are annoying as hell. Especially when releasing when it is, it's like that little corner. It's usually that. It's like, all right, click all the pictures with a fire hydrant, you know?
That one always gets me because I'm like, it's part of it's in this square. Should I click it? Is that going to mess it up? But I would just like to, this is off topic, but I'd like to give a shout out to AT&T in my hotspot because my internet is down right now. But let me tell you, this hotspot's holding up and I'm very excited about it. So
this section of the No In Between podcast is brought to you by AT&T. AT&T bringing hotspots to the greater Hartford area. Yeah, good old hotspots. I miss my hotspot. Chris, you have a hotspot.
I do.
Is it by oh, never mind. Oh no, not that kind of hotspot, Lisa. My God. No. Not talking about that kind of hotspot. We're talking about internet hotspots here. This is a family-friendly podcast where we curse and tell awful jokes.
Speaking of awful jokes, I have another one.
All right. Let's hear it.
What has two butts and kills people?
Oh, this should be good.
An assassin.
It took me a while to get that one. It's one of those way homer jokes for Chris. That's awful. It's wrong.
Doo-doo-doo.
Yeah. Gotta love the jokes. Gotta love the jokes. Just don't tell jokes at work. Inappropriate. HR. Ready to go. Get the forms flying. My old boss at my former company, that was like the running joke. He was an ex-HR, you know, HR guy. And I was awful at work. And I constantly pressed the envelope with that man. And he's just like, I was like, hey, I got a joke. And he'd be like, I don't want to hear it. I do not want to be on the phone with HR discussing why you are being fired today. You know? And they were too. I mean, these were definitely like fireable offenses. They were awful. But hey, there's 8 hours in a day and I spent more time with them people than my own kids. So you're going to hear these jokes. Just like you guys are going to hear these jokes. Like Chris. Chris is a joke. He likes chicken wings. Eats more chicken than I'm just saying, bro. You're like an FBI profiler's wet dream. You commit a crime, dude. You could move to like Billings, Montana, and they'll be like, all right, check the logs. You know, all right, where are the most weight? There's been an uptick in buffalo wings being bought in Billings, Montana. That's where he's at, guys. Let's go get him. You know, they'd find you. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't be off the grid. They followed it. They'd follow the chicken wing. They try the chicken wing bone trail. You know.
What is your favorite chicken wing? Or who makes your favorite chicken wing?
Himself.
I like Purdue. I like Purdue chicken
wings. Oh, you're actually talking about the actual chicken wing. I guess I was talking more like flavor and like cooking.
Yeah, Lisa, I like a Weaver. I'm a Purdue guy. Yeah, I'm a Tyson man myself, you know?
Although Purdue does have really clean chicken, so...
Just bought some today.
Yeah. You gotta clean your chicken the West Indian way. You gotta scrub it with like lime and lemons and
shit. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Bro.
I just rinse my chicken. I'm not gonna lie. I don't scrub. I just rinse it under some water and that's good enough. The heat's gonna kill it. Whatever's in it, the heat will kill.
What are you rinsing off? You're trying to rinse off the germs or are you rinsing off just maybe what had touched the chicken?
I don't know what I'm rinsing off. I just rinse it because that's just
yeah.
What?
See, it's like going to church as a kid. You blindly just go because your parents go, and then as an adult, you go because, well, your parents went. So it's that's how we do with chicken. It's we just wash our chicken because my mom washed it, so that's why I do it.
I don't wash steak though. I'm not. I don't rinse off steak.
Do you rinse off ground beef?
No.
Yeah. No, I had a friend of mine utilize that as like a comparison to rinsing chicken. He said, "Do you rinse ground beef?" And I was like, first of all, I've seen your dirty ass kitchen. So rinsing meat should be the least of your worries in your kitchen, my friend. I'm just saying. And that's awful. You know what I mean? But it is what it is, you know. But
yeah, I mean, the heat's going to kill whatever.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know. Now, Chris, let me ask you this.
Ask away.
You eat beef, so you like steak. You eat burgers. So, you know, is there anything wrong with like a burger that's like, or a steak that's medium, medium well? I mean, that's okay, right?
That's great.
Okay. What about chicken? Can you eat chicken medium well?
No.
No? They don't have like chicken tartare or anything like that?
No.
I mean, you can eat sushi. You can eat beef raw. What is that? The thin slices of steak, the beef carpaccio.
Chicken must be cooked all the way. The
chicken must be cooked. Yeah, that should be a t-shirt. The chicken must be cooked.
I like it.
So speaking of food, this is terrible. My ex will kill me for this, and y'all know which one I'm talking about. My most recent. We went to Chili's, and this is when she was eating better, if you will. And she ordered a veggie burger. But she's more like almost like a dirty vegan or dirty vegetarian. She got bacon on it. I'm like, okay, like I get you. But the girl asked how she wanted the veggie burger, and I said medium. I mean, I'm brought this up because there's a question I want to ask, and I want to get everybody's opinion on this. So that Beyond Meat. It's all vegetable. But it looks like ground beef. It's even got the little pink juice, like as if it's bleeding.
That's what I had for breakfast today.
Had what?
An Impossible meatball.
For breakfast?
Yeah. I got a pack of them.
You had meatballs for breakfast?
Impossible meatballs.
But I'm just, you
I'm
had
I'm driving to this man's house and beat his ass. I know you lying.
You had, it's not even that they're impossible or not. You had meatballs for breakfast.
Meatballs for breakfast, yeah.
Yes, I didn't feel like cooking. And I found the bag that's been in the bottom of the deep freezer for months when I was doing the whole vegan thing.
But you and still said, had to cook them.
Microwave. 45 seconds.
What did you have them with? Just
barbecue sauce and hot sauce.
I'm just curious. I mean, can you eat those medium or rare? Because they're vegetable.
Yes.
Most of those things are already fully cooked. You're literally just heating them up.
But there's no meat, so I see where he's going.
But the Impossible ones have like that juice that looks like it does like a burger when you're frying a burger. Like
I think when she asked, "How do you want it?" I think she just wasn't thinking, to be completely honest.
She was absolutely not thinking. And my other half got, my ex decided that I was being an asshole, which I was, because that's just me being me all the time. I'm the same man that went to the Barnum and Bailey circus with the kids and my sister and, asked where they had the people out there with the TVs. They're talking about they beat the elephants and stuff. And I was like, oh, okay. Walk inside. I'm like, excuse me, where are the elephants being beaten at? And it took everything in my sister and my ex. They grabbed me and was just like, leave, don't bother with him. I wanted to see the elephants being beaten. I paid $20 to get up in there. What's up? It's false advertising. They were advertising it outside. Oh, you too? We some sick bastards. You know that.
Do they cry?
I was like, on the record, I do not want
cry to baby ass elephants
being beaten. Okay. I do not condone that.
Beating the hell out of them elephants. You know. Yeah, they're here. I was like crying and shit. Get your big pachyderm ass up in here.
Probably can't even feel it. They have that thick skin. They'll be fine.
Wow.
Cry baby elephants.
I bet they taste good too.
Elephants? I don't know.
No, I don't know if an elephant would taste good.
No, and Chris, he'd eat. Chris would eat the trunk. No, Chris, you'd eat the trunk. Elephant trunk. You'd eat it on like a bun, like a hot dog.
Come on. You know what the elephant trunk looks like? I bet when it's cooked down.
What's that?
Tendon.
Tendon. Oh yeah, tendon. Like at the fast spot. Yeah, we can't talk about tendons. That was disgusting. We should have sent them bulls back, Lisa. But nah, we was being too nice that day. You know, we should have sent them shits back.
Is that what you guys got?
Yo, we ordered the
wrong thing.
The wrong number. And I followed suit with Lisa. We got this bull. I should have taken a picture of it. Chris, it looked like short ribs. Just, okay, if you had to make short ribs and you only got the bone and you had to use gelatin as the meat, that's exactly what it looked like.
It was disgusting.
Chris, you could, I mean, and it was just like, you get a little bit in your mouth and it's just like, you talk about eating pho with like caution. It was like every spoonful of broth was like, you were just waiting. It was like anticipation. It was awful.
Didn't send it back or like,
just bro, we should have sent it back. We should not add all that damn money. I wasn't throwing that shit out. And it's funny because Chris, you've had pho before. You know, you go and you get the thin sliced steak, right, bro? They give you what? 1, 2, 3, 4 little thin slices. Dude, they were in the back like, oh, they ordered tendon? Give them 5 pounds.
That's really what it was. We should have taken tendon. I didn't even take a picture. Bro,
all the tendons.
You got, just load them up.
Oh, and then it was a texture thing. You thought you got it all, and then you'd be eating it, and you could feel something like...
I mean, Chris, it just kept scooping and scooping and scooping. It was just like an endless bowl of tendon.
It was horrible. Yeah, I didn't even really eat my soup. I was just over it at that point.
Yeah, it went down, but it didn't go down. It was like, I need a do-over.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I'm gonna be like self-conscious and thoroughly inspect every single bowl going forward just to make sure that one little bit didn't make it in there by accident.
But I think that's just now, like when I go to Faux Boston, I know what I'm getting. Like I get the same thing, a number 4 with beef and then a number 25. Like that's just my order. I think when I go to a newer restaurant, I'm going to have to be real, like, extra at looking at the menu and, like, really reading it. Because, that was a horrible experience.
That was absolutely horrible. You know what was crazy?
Nobody even stopped us to say, like, is everything okay?
Do you want this? Right? I was thinking that, too, the other day. I was like, damn, wait, bro, you really want this? Like, I mean, Chris, no offense, but I mean, that's like me and Lisa going to like a soul food restaurant and ordering something and not knowing what like a certain item is. It's like, ooh, you know what? I would love to do the Rocky Mountain oysters. That sounds good. Might be like a play on like seafood with some barbecue or something. And it's, you know, do y'all really want this? Well, I mean, yeah, why not? Yeah, that's bull balls. Oh, yeah, if they'd have shown us like a picture of tendon or whatever, I think I'd have fucking thrown the menu away, honestly.
No, if they had just said, like, you know, there's tendon in it, at that point I would have been like, okay, that's not what I want. Like, right.
What is the dish called? Do you guys even know?
It was it's the beef soup, but they have the ones that come with the different ingredients. So you can get one with just like the sliced steak. They have one, it's just pretty much like the house special, which is a catch all. It's got it all. It's got the steak, the meatball, the tripe, tendon.
They're not called meatballs, they're called beef ball.
Beef ball, yeah. And they don't look
I don't
shit on any ethnicity's food except for American, because you know chitlins is nasty, and I stand on that. That's a hill I'm willing to die on. So Chris, fight me. You know, I'm just saying, I just, there's certain shit I ain't eating, and dead ass, that's it. But yeah,
that's it. It looks bad.
Oh, no, I just, you know, but yeah, it looked horrible, and I don't recommend. Yeah, that bowl gets two middle fingers, two thumbs down, and a swipe. Just clear the whole goddamn table. Just throw it all away. Throw the whole restaurant out.
When we left, we literally had two full bowls of soup still on the table and plates covered with tendon.
Covered and smothered. Wow. That was terrible. Yeah. So that wasn't good.
Yeah, that's it, Chris. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. So, well, that is our time for this week or this month or this year. This may be the only episode we ever do. Who knows?
We'll it's back. Not because I bought a whole laptop. I bought a whole microphone. Yeah, I got a ring light. And I was not.
I don't know about me. I might leave these too. But as always, well, not as always, because this is our first episode. I love that when everybody does like the first episodes. As always, do this here. It's like, motherfucker, how I know what to do? This is your first outing. The fuck? You know? Well, hopefully you guys like this. I'll provide an email and the link and everything else and the narrative on the website. So until next time.
Wait, you're going to post the transcript?
Not the transcript.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For those hearing impaired, you know, or
anyone, I need subtitles.
And okay. Anyone who likes a light, you know, wants some light reading, they'll be like, "Good God, these people are nuts." But yes, no, it'll be on the website. There'll be a link to the episode and, you know, an email so that you can contact us and tell us what a great job we did or a horrible job or, you know. Try to find our employers and get us fired or something. You know, yeah. As he says, woohoo. Yes, get Chris fired. He wants to get fired. He wants to be unemployed. He wants another one of those stimulus checks.
I work at the dollar store. Good luck finding out which one.
Yeah. It's okay.
I work at Dollar General.
In Wallingford, Connecticut. And on that note, we'll see you guys later.
Deuces.